Let's stick with this Senate race. Historically, the party that's in the White House fares poorly in midterm elections. For some analysis on this race, we turn to Donna Hoffman. She's a political science professor at the University of Northern Iowa.
That doesn't mean that any one Democrat will do more poorly. It does mean that the Democrats have to be very careful about their Senate races because they do want to keep control of the Senate.
What should Bruce Braley be focusing on right now, and what should Joni Ernst be focusing on right now to get a win in November?
Both of them have to be talking to Iowa voters. And, you know, Braley has represented various counties in the northern and northeastern part of the state. Joni Ernst is a state senator. So neither of them are known across the entire state as well as they want to be. So Bruce Braley has to go into areas where voters may not know him as well. They might know vaguely that he's a sitting member of Congress. Same is true of Joni Ernst. And so they have to go and introduce themselves to a lot of voters because they're not as well known as, say, a former governor.
Given everything that happened with the Liberty Movement in 2012, is Joni Ernst a party uniter for a fractured Iowa GOP?
I think she might be. She certainly has a lot of support. She was able to get a very good showing in the primaries. The other candidates came out of that, and maybe they were bitter, but they haven't expressed that publicly. And remember that she was endorsed by kind of an interesting mix of people, the Chamber of Commerce, Marco Rubio, Sarah Palin. And so she does seem to at least have the appeal to maybe bring the kind of previously fractured Republican Party together. We'll see if that actually holds true. The other factor is the National Party is certainly behind Joni Ernst because Iowa, now being seen as a toss-up race, is getting a lot of national attention because the stakes are so high in terms of which party will control the Senate.
That's Donna Hoffman, a political science professor at the University of Northern Iowa. Also on the ticket for U.S. Senate is independent candidate Rick Stewart.